If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Wow, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Oh, we're on the air. You're catching me as I'm typing. Hashtag herpes virus. Now, I can explain that. I can, really. I will do that later in the program. Joining us in this show, Dr. Richard Goldstein is here from the famed Animal Medical Center in New York City to talk about ticks and tick disease. I mean, this is really the time of year right now, at this moment, where tick disease in dogs is most prevalent, and he'll explain why that is, particularly Lyme disease. Dr. Renee Carlson, a past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, she's been on the show before, but now she is in charge of the World Veterinary Association. What does that mean? And she will tell us. And also, I'm sure that we're going to talk about everything from farm animals to dogs and cats to endangered wildlife. I want to talk about declaw in cats. That is the process of removing cats' claws. More and more, this is becoming an important topic. It's always been an important topic to me, and I'll talk more about my feelings about it, but new science that is out there. But most of all, it's about you, your telephone calls, 866-554-PETS, toll-free, 866-554-7387. Nikki, welcome to the show, Nikki.
Hi, thank you.
What's your question?
Well, my daughter thinks that she needs a bird, and I didn't have one growing up, so I don't really know anything about them.
Why does she think she needs a bird? Did she get up one morning and say, you know, Mom, I need a bird? And how old is your daughter? I hope she's not over 25.
No, she's 6.
Uh-huh.
So we rent, so we can't have a cat or a dog. We're sort of limited, and we're tired of fish at this point. So she thought maybe a bird would be neat, a nice change. And I'm wondering if that's something that she can kind of help out with, keep taking care of, what kind of care they require, that sort of thing.
You know, great question. How do you feel about it, Mom?
I don't mind it as long as it's not going to keep us up at night and
nope.
Be really expensive to care for and to buy. So I think it might be neat.
Yeah, it would be. You know, birds are fascinating, and they really are. You have to decide, first of all, whether you want a bird to just watch, like a finch, which are beautiful. They need to be fed. Birds are kind of dirty, no matter what kind of bird it is. I mean, they do what they do inside the cage, which means you have to clean it almost pretty much every day.
Okay.
And when I say you, I mean you or an adult in the household.
Okay.
Because the reality is a 6-year-old isn't going to care for the pet and shouldn't care for the pet without adult supervision.
Okay, yeah.
So it's really all about you. So that would be one thing, sort of an ornamental bird like a finch, or a more interactive bird like a cockatiel or a budgie, which we call parakeets. So okay. Those would be my best two as far as... You don't want to, I don't think, jump to an African gray parrot or a scarlet macaw. They're tough to keep. And unless you have some experience with birds, they are absolutely not the first choice. They're not a bird with training wheels.
Okay.
So I think you're far better off if you go the parrot route, which okay. is a more interactive bird route. And they need to come out of their cages. They okay. need interaction with you. Your six-year-old needs to learn, and hopefully she already knows this, to be very gentle. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, whether you choose a cockatiel or a parakeet, particularly a cockatiel, they are surprisingly affectionate.
Really?
They really get to know you. They have most certainly their own personalities. And a cockatiel in particular, would over time, depending on the individual bird, because they're all different, they will spend time on your shoulder. They'll watch you clean. You have to understand certain things. The kitchen, for example, is the worst place to keep them because okay. they're susceptible to if you... I'm sure. Are you a good baker?
I think so, yes.
Okay, then I want to make sure that you are. I'll be at your house a week from Wednesday.
Sure.
Just to test it out. I say that because if you burn something, even just a little bit, the fumes may make a bird actually very sick, very
Ooh.
Sick, to the point of killing that bird.
Oh, no.
So you want to make sure that you have a room that's appropriate to keep the bird in. And they're not going to keep you up all night, but still the bedroom is probably not the best room.
Okay.
That's up. And you want a certain amount of activity, which it sounds like you have in your house, from what
yes,
I hear
I
in the background.
Yes, I have a 16-month-old.
Right. So the next question is, do you have time to do this? Should you be waiting a year or two, and that's entirely your call.
Okay.
As far as expense goes, the birds themselves, I wish they were more expensive, then maybe people would be a little more responsible. You know, they're well under $100, depending on where you get it at.
Okay.
A cockatiel, you're best going to someone who really, or a shop if you have one where you live, that specializes in birds. They're better bred. But you can go to one of the superstores and get one as well.
Like a Petco or a PetSmart or something?
Well, that wouldn't be my first choice. My first choice would be a bird specialty shop, but
okay.
they're not in every city.
So,
yeah. So, or go on the internet and find a breeder that really seems legitimate.
Okay.
And that would be my first choice for a cockatiel. For a budgie or a cockatiel, you're okay going to one of the pet superstores. The caging will actually perhaps cost as much as the bird and some toys that you need to buy and some initial food. The first thing you do, though, before you do any of that, get a book.
Okay.
And read about what you need. Read about what these birds need as far as food. Like any pet, it's a commitment. And
mm-hmm.
the cockatiels, if you get one, they can live almost 20 years or
really?
About that. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That's a lot better shelf life than my fish did.
They will last longer than your average betta fish, but that's also a responsibility. So
mm-hmm.
think about it. How old is your daughter now?
She's 6.
If this bird lives to the age of 20, this bird will be her best friend, but perhaps, you hope, you don't know, but that's very possible through the time she is dating and goes to college, and I'm going to make you panic now, gets married. You know, this bird's going to be around for a long time, so
okay.
you need to be committed. It's wonderful, and I'm glad to hear you say that it's wonderful, because that's the kind of attitude I want. Okay. All right. I thank you much for your call, Nikki.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. I like answering questions like that. A little different and fun and thoughtful. That's the thing I appreciate most. You do need to find me on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Steve Dale Pet World, and ta-da, you are on my fan page. Among the thousands and thousands of people there will be you, and this is where I post the latest pet news information and occasionally write about how I personally feel about a topic. Well, the two are combined here, and I'm about to talk to you about both, how I personally feel, but also new science that's come out regarding declawing cats. That's next. Oh, 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 oh. It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
So no matter how you slice it, literally, a declaw is an amputation. I'm talking about the declaw of cats. I mean, there are still some people out there that think, maybe some of you think this is sort of an innocuous thing. It's not like clipping your nails or clipping your cat's nails. A declaw, here's what it is. Give me the finger. No, not that finger. Just point at me and bend it at the knuckle. A declaw is everything from the knuckle up to the tip of your finger. I mean, you're literally taking off. It's an amputation. I don't know of any other way to say it. And it's elective. I mean, this is not something in 99.99999% of cats that they will ever need. It is something we do because we don't want cats to scratch at our furniture, cats to scratch at our stereo speakers. So we declaw cats. Maybe maybe we don't want them to scratch us. Or maybe we are older and our doctors have suggested, you know, I mean, as your skin gets older, it gets thinner. That's a fact. And some doctors, even physicians, are concerned about an easy infection and cat scratches, particularly in older people, maybe who have other health issues, may be susceptible to problems. So what do we do? Well, we're one of the first countries and today one of the only countries that declaws cats in response to that. In many nations around the world, it's illegal. Now, if you go back in time, let's go back in our Wayback Machine. Some of the veterinary textbooks, in fact, they all said that this can be, if it's done appropriately, we have pain medication for cats so they don't suffer afterwards, and there are no ill effects of this, and any behavior effects that are long-lasting don't seem to exist. Well, today we know that much of that turns out not to be true. And some of it we don't know if it's true or not. And study after study is coming out. So there was a study very recently in the Journal of Feline Medicine and Surgery. And that study suggests a couple of things. First of all, that these cats sometimes do have behavior problems. So it's one of the studies, and now there are several, that fly in the face of those old studies. Another thing, by the way, just sort of a side note, wasn't in the study. Pain medication for cats, we're getting better at pain medication for cats, but we've never been very good at it. The analgesics for cats have just been so-so. And what's more complicating is that cats always don't tell us they hurt. So sometimes we don't even know. And that kind of does tie in all this, actually, because the study also determined that these cats that were declawed have back pain their entire lives. And also, it seems to suggest, and that's because they walk oddly, by the way, if you want to know why, it's because they walk differently because of the amputation that's happened. They're forced to walk in a different manner, and that affects their back. What we don't know is phantom pain. And this is the first study that suggests that, yeah, might occur. So let me explain what I'm talking about. If for people that have, for whatever reason, an amputation, they have reported for decades and decades and decades that they still feel pain in the part of the arm that's not there, for example, or the part of the leg that isn't there. How can that be? And doctors have called this, now it's real. We know it's real, but it's called phantom pain. Why wouldn't cats feel it also? Cats can't tell us. Well, this study is maybe the first to suggest that, yeah, it might exist for cats. And I will be talking throughout this year more and more about this, including about a product that might help us to encourage cats to scratch in all the right places. So stay tuned for more. I've always taken a hard stand on this, but I think as more science is coming out, I'm even going to take, if possible, a harder stand. I mean, we don't need to declaw our cats. I don't know of any other way to say it except that it's barbaric to do it. Coming up next, you get your frequent flyer miles. We're about to go around the world with Dr. Renee Carlson.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Dr. Renee Carlson is past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, but you've been promoted. Now you're in charge of the world. This is the World Veterinary Association. So tell me about what the World Veterinary Association is first.
It represents over 500,000 veterinarians around the world, across 6 continents, through our membership associations. And we work on a number of topics. We have a certain number of priorities, but we have a meeting once a year in one of our member countries and cover a number of topics. We cover all species, wild animals, small animals, food animals.
Yeah, so the topics must be so diverse, everything from conservation of elephants to food animals in Southeast Asia to pets that sleep in our beds.
Yes.
In America. Animals don't live in a hole by themselves. We all share the same world. Is sometimes that not paid enough attention to?
Yeah, I think it's a concept that veterinarians have been doing for centuries. Obviously, we've been eating animals. We've been living in environments with pathogens. We share the same air, the same water. There's bacteria and viruses that are reservoirs in wild animals. And as we get more condensed as populations in urban societies and encroaching on their environments, there's more chance for that contamination between the two, or spillover, we call it, where viruses mutate. And a good example would be influenza. You know, flu viruses change every year. They're very susceptible to mutation. That's why we get a new vaccine every year.
Well, one example of that happened in the United States, and it happened with horses. Mm-hmm. H3N8 was the particular strain, and it actually jumped from horses to dogs.
Right. It came, the equine influenza went to canine influenza that we now hear about with the dog flu. Right. That was a perfect case of that influenza virus changing to adapt to a new host, and that's what we call spillover.
And it happens.
Yes, it happens pretty commonly, actually.
Yeah.
So avian influenza is another one, another very pathogenic, dangerous flu virus that is coming primarily from birds, wildlife, geese, ducks that have flyovers as they migrate.
And it's interesting what the response to that is, because when it's happened on farms, one country responds by attempting to kill all the animals they possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Another country says, no, we want to do this in a very different way. Mm-hmm. Let's do something about those animals that are already sick, but let's prevent the other animals from getting sick.
Right.
So dependent on culture and resources, the response would be very different.
Yeah, and I think you've hit it even more importantly with resources, because it's very, very difficult to control a major animal outbreak without just eradicating some animals.
Yeah.
We just don't have any choice about that. And that's the sad part. And that's why we have to move more towards prevention. And one of the things that's really looking at that is PREDICT, the PREDICT program. Have you heard anything about that?
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So it's based in the University of California, Davis. But it's funded for big data analytics, where you evaluate lots of data around the world. And then you get fast response, fast results from that data. And you can start to predict where the most likely areas in the world are for those pathogens to leap because of climate changes or the density of populations, or recent risks like Ebola in West Africa. There's certain conditions that make those pathogens more likely to jump or spill over. And so that's what we want to start doing now. We got to look at where the potential dangers are and then start getting, make sure there's infrastructure there to deal with it before it gets so serious. Yeah.
And that affects us, you know. So if we're thinking, oh, we don't care about those birds, well, a lot of us depend on those birds to eat, for one thing, you know.
Yeah.
So one more thing, because we have less than a minute left, and I really want to talk about this. I've been privileged to be in many parts of the world. I could not go, and you've traveled more than I am, sure, to any part of the world where you cannot see human impact in one way or the other anymore. And one example is, I've been privileged to snorkel in Australia in the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh.
And I've been told how that reef is shrinking and shrinking. Are we not paying enough attention to what we're seeing with wildlife, or the disappearance of wildlife, or the places in which they live?
Yeah, there is not enough attention being given to that. You're right, because it's not a crisis. It
Yet.
Is a crisis.
Yet.
It is going to be a crisis.
Yes.
And you're right, the Great Barrier Reef is a great example of the climate change, the warming of the water, the killing off of coral, which is a basic ecosystem for wildlife of all kinds. So you're absolutely right. We've got to start looking at these messages that the increased population and urbanization is encroaching on the wildlife habitat. It's going to change diversity. We're losing an enormous number of animals to extinction.
We're just out of time, but I will tell you, your organization may be the most important veterinary organization there is.
I think in the world.
Yep,
it's a global voice for
thank
the animals
so
and people.
Thank you, Dr. Carlson.
Yep. Thank you, Steve.
More phone calls next, 866-554-PETS.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
We were rolling traveling down this road in
Anbar province.
All of a sudden,
there's a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
My son was in the Army back during Desert Storm. But even then, he wanted an MBA. He looked at a dozen schools, but only one offered the online education and flexibility he needed while he was in a tent in Iraq. Grantham University. Turns out that Grantham's been delivering affordable, relevant college and advanced degrees for over 65 years. Heck, if they can deliver a quality education to a soldier in a tent overseas, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. It doesn't matter how complicated or full your life is, if getting a degree is on your bucket list, you'll want to do what my son did. You'll want to call Grantham. Find out how easy it is to get started on your education so you can check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now. 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Flexible, affordable, relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Steve Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
And you pick up the phone, you push those buttons. That is what Melanie did. Hi, Melanie in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Oh, how are you?
Could be better, but I'm here.
Oh, you sound like things are not going well.
No, not very well at all.
What's going on?
I have two snakes, and they have respiratory infections, and usually I would know how to take care of that, but we have a bit of a bind. We don't have any electricity, so I have no clue what to do for them now. If there's like any type of vitamin or any type of antibiotic or anything, I've called a friend of ours who is a zoologist, And he said to put them out in the sun during hot days. Well, it's getting colder now, and that's the problem.
Right. I mean, they need UV light, and they also need – what kind of snakes are these?
I have a Colombian boa and a carpet python.
Okay, so maybe not so bad with these snakes that they can get away with somewhat higher humidity. But if they have a respiratory infection, you really do need to see a veterinarian who can do exotic medicine. Did your zoologist friend have any advice about that? You're right. They need the UV light. Your zoology friend is right.
No,
I get that.
He didn't. The thing is we're in a rural area that doesn't really deal with exotic pets such as snakes. Most of the people around here, the biggest thing they deal with snakes is either they kill them or they shoot them or, you know, they stay away from snakes.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, hopefully they're not shooting them or killing them, and you're not going to see boa constrictors slithering around Pennsylvania. They would only be pets, and there are veterinarians that do. How close are you from Philadelphia or Pittsburgh?
4 hours from Philly and Pittsburgh, too.
Well, two isn't too bad. I mean, there, I am certain, are veterinarians that do what they call exotics in a city as large as Pittsburgh. And maybe in the suburbs, and maybe those suburbs are closer to you than the city of Pittsburgh itself, which would cut down on the driving time a bit. But definitely, if they have an upper respiratory infection, you know, the thing about snakes is by the time we see there's a problem, it's pretty bad because they mask illness really well. So I'm concerned about their health. I'm also concerned over time about, I don't know how long you've... Why don't you have electricity?
It's a long story. We're kind of fighting with the electric company.
Oh, my.
Yeah, we've been fighting with them for about 4 years now.
Well, they say don't fight with City Hall. I say you can fight with City Hall. But when they say don't fight with your electric or gas company, I think whoever they is that says that is right, because, my gosh, who wants to not have electricity or gas, you know?
Well, it's not by our choice. We've actually been trying to work with the electric company, but they're doing everything in their power to not work with us. So
it sounds to me like you need to move, but that's a whole other story. I don't know. I don't understand.
Unfortunately, we're at the point where we can't do anything.
How about a generator?
We had one. It died on us. My husband's on disability, and I'm waiting to see what happens with mine because my husband's a diabetic and he's a transplant patient.
Oh. How about, do they make...
I have issues too, so...
Okay, do they make battery...
We've been without power since April 14th.
Wow. Do they make battery-powered UV lights?
I'm not sure.
Me neither. So I wonder if you can go online and Google that. In the meantime, if you cannot get a UV light, maybe you can adjust the aquariums where you have these snakes so they're at least near a window that might get some sun on those days that are sunny. So
we've been taking them out into the sun, and we've been putting them in an aquarium or just a cage that they can go into. And on cold days, we bring them into the house, of course, and we have a kerosene heater that heats up the house. So
yeah, the problem is that, you know, if you don't get this rectified soon, the days are getting colder and colder. And, you know, it'll be, I mean, these are tropical snakes. It'll be too cold, you know.
I have a friend who's probably going to take them.
Well, ultimately, that might be not a bad idea. The good news is snakes are relatively easy to care for. As adults, the snakes you described don't need to eat that often. Other than that, except removing the shedding from their cage, filling the water, and cleaning, there isn't much else to do if they have a UV light. But if they don't, then it makes life a little more difficult. That isn't right for them. But I'm concerned about their upper respiratory issue. So you do need, I can't do anything from here. I'm not a veterinarian who understands snakes, but you do need to find one, because that could be a more serious issue. Hope I was able to help you a bit.
Well, you sent me in the right direction, so thank you.
Thank you, Melanie. Good luck with the electric company. So I just got on a soapbox earlier talking about declaw in cats, and why I'm opposed to it. Let me get on another soapbox. Since I've got one out, I might as well pull two out. And one topic I feel so strongly about is keeping our cats indoors, because I know it's safer for cats to be indoors. But what if you've had a cat that's been outdoors its entire life, and now you're saying you got to stay inside, and the cat likes to sneak outside the door? I answer that question next in your email question of the week, and you can email me, Steve, at petworldradio.net.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we find out if there is something we can do to help our dogs age gracefully. And also, what's it like to be a dog in the first place? The author of a book called What's It Like to Be a Dog, Gregory Burns, will be here.
Three simple words. You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, can anything be done to curb a cat's hunting behavior? Now, this is really an important question. I mean, I get this sort of thing all the time. Maybe not the specific circumstance that Sarah writes about, but the same idea. And I'm the guy who talks about cats being indoors only. So here's also what she says. Our Maine Coon is amazingly successful as a hunter. Given the opportunity, she slips outside through the doggy door or cries pitifully to get out. She brings home chipmunks, birds, baby squirrels, snakes, even. I wonder where she is in Virginia. Snakes. We tried a cat bib. Now, what a cat bib is this thing that kind of looks like a bib on a cat. And it's designed so they're off balance. And if they're off balance, it's more difficult for them to hunt. And apparently this cat still hunts very well. I can't accept the idea of her behavior being natural. Should I let her to continue to kill all these animals? Do you have any advice? Well, not only that, but she's safer indoors, too. I mean, so you're right about all that, Sarah, and I understand your frustration. And my guess is you have a cat that's been outdoors either by you voluntarily letting the cat out, or maybe more likely you had an outdoor cat that you brought indoors. And this cat's been accustomed, either way, to being outside its entire life. And now you're saying, oh, no, it's not a good idea. Don't hunt anymore. Well, the cat, it's hard for the cat to understand that email, you know, what that messaging is about. So you have to do a couple things all at once. First of all, I want to talk about the philosophy of this, because you get it and you want to do what's right for your cat and also for the wildlife outside. So that's the thing. One of the reasons why I want cats indoors only is because I know it's safer for cats. For one thing, coyotes rarely chase cats that are indoors only. Cars rarely hit cats that are indoors only. And incidentally, if you think cars don't hit cats, you're wrong. And when they do, I don't have to tell you who loses in that situation. But it's more than that. It's cats that get diseases from other cats, get into fights with other cats, and therefore You have veterinary bills to treat now the injuries as a result of those fights. They can fall from places they're not likely or as likely to fall from, say, if they're indoors. But it's even more than that. It's the idea of you being a good neighbor. So if your cat is outside, it may be doing number one and number two outside in the garden of your next door neighbor. It's passing by other homes that have cats indoors, and now these cats indoors are seeing the cats that are outside, and sometimes the result is spraying indoors because there are cats or a cat outside. So you're causing behavior problems in those cats indoors that have done nothing wrong. In addition to that, there is an ethical issue here. So while the bird people, whatever that means, do exaggerate on the number of, I mean, one organization.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston! Here, boy! We need you!
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat! That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com
for all those other cats there might be. So when you open the door, obviously be very careful so the cat doesn't run out. And that's your part of your question. What do I do about that? So some cats can be trained rather easily. You open the door just a little bit and toss some really good tasting treats in the other direction. And the cat will run toward the treats. And what you're doing then is training the cat. Whenever you open the door, the cat will learn to run the other way. That really can work. In cats where that doesn't work, what you can do similarly is put out just a little bit of tuna or salmon in a jar of some kind or a bowl of some kind. Put it off in a room that's far away from the door. Set that down. Set not a lot in there, but enough where it's going to take a minute for the cat to eat. And then you go toward the door and leave. Again, over time, what your cat will do is your cat will be trained. I go over here in this part of the house. So over time, you don't even have to do it every time because your cat will learn. I go over there, but that still, that cat yearns to be outside. So you need to do more. You need to enrich the environment indoors. So what I've done is I've told you how to train your cat not to run toward the door, but still I haven't changed that motivation to get outside. And to do that, you have to make indoors, as interesting as it is, outdoors. So you need to surprise the cat with something unexpected. Now, how do you do that? Cats don't like change. And I'm asking you, okay, do some things that are surprising. So you have to walk that fine line. I mean, one thing you can easily do is teach your cat to hunt indoors. There's a product a veterinarian created called No Bowl. She's rebranding it and changed the name. But if you go to the No Bowl website, it'll direct you to the new name. What this is, new branding or not, it's brilliant. It looks like a little mouse, sort of, and it has holes in it, and the cats bounce it around, and they get kibble out of it. If you don't feed your cat kibble, you can hide moist food in different places around the house. And there are lots of other products at pet stores that are available that do the same sort of thing. We shouldn't be feeding. I like the name No Bowl, actually, because we shouldn't be feeding our cats out of bowls. It's not enriching for cats. So not only are you enriching the cat, providing a way to, quote, hunt indoors, but you're also increasing the exercise your cat gets, which is a good thing since so many cats are overweight or obese. I mean, I can do a whole, and I've just about done it, a whole hour talk on this topic. I won't, but you get the idea. I guess I kind of did. But you get the idea as to some things you can do to make a difference. I do appreciate the question and also your frustration. You can email me your question, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, another pleasant conversation as we talk about ticks and tick disease. But truly, this is the time of year when dogs are most susceptible, as Dr. Richard Goldstein explains next.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Richard Goldstein is the chief medical officer at Animal Medical Center, renowned Animal Medical Center in New York City. An amazing place. It's kind of like one of those places, and there aren't many like it in America, that's a Mayo Clinic. for pets? I'm sure you've heard that before.
We try. We try. We definitely try to meet that standard for sure, yeah.
Yeah. And you're in New York City. And in New York City, crowded New York City, you wouldn't think that I would even be talking about tick disease. And it's not only New York City, it's Chicago, it's other Detroit even, it's other major metropolitan areas, Atlanta, certainly Boston, and I can go on, that you wouldn't think in the big city there are no ticks.
Well, there are ticks, you know, and this is kind of the year of the tick. We definitely are seeing more ticks this spring and summer than any other year in recorded history. I think the combination of a wet and relatively warm winter last year and more rodents to carry the ticks around, we're just seeing a lot more ticks, including, as you say, in downtown or uptown or midtown Manhattan, Boston, Detroit. They can be carried on rodents, rats. They can be carried on birds. So even on the 30th floor of a high-rise, you can have ticks.
Yep.
They're pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, indeed they are. And the worry that I have is in particular in the fall because, well, tick disease is transmitted any time. And where there are ticks, there's tick disease. And while it can be transmitted any time to people or pets, it seems for Lyme disease, your special interest, in particular, fall is when we hear about this most in dogs.
Yeah, in dogs, the most of the transmission is by the adult Ixodes tick or the adult deer tick, and that does happen more in the fall just because of the lifespan of the tick and the life stage of the tick. Actually, people get mostly infected in the spring. So it's kind of people in the spring and then dogs late summer, fall is the peak. But as you say, it's year-round now, and we, you know, even in January, one day of 55 degrees and the ticks are out. And so this year, for instance, it was really warm in February in many places in the United States, and a lot of people got Lyme in February, which is just, you know, surprising to CDC and to everyone.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about protection a little bit. This has been my line, and you tell me, I've always said that people can do less to protect themselves than we can do to protect our dogs.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we are very fortunate as dog lovers that we have all the tools we have for dogs and cats. Cats are, you know, cats get ticks too and tick-borne diseases. So we have a ton of tools in our arsenal and really good tools and new tools between spot-ons and oral products and collars. That is added on to what we do for people, which is trying to control our environment best we can. You know, keep your lawn mowed short, make sure you're not right up against the woods, things like that, and checking ticks every day. And I think checking ticks every day is a habit we need to get into for ourselves, our children, and our dogs. And if we were to remove every tick every day, we would have much less disease because some diseases take a long time to transmit.
So I mentioned Lyme, but there's also, these are nasty sounding long names, Ehrlichiosis, anaplasmosis. There's new ones. Powassan is one. All these strange sounding.
Even a virus, yep.
Yeah, a virus. Yeah. All these strange sounding things. And then there's Rocky Mountain spotted fever that's been around a long time that we've known about. I mean, prevention, I suppose, is best because these things, various disease, can really make our dogs sick.
They can. And when you talk about the vast number of diseases, we have to assume that there's probably at least just as many that we don't even know about. So ticks are bad, and we shouldn't allow ticks, and we should take really every precaution we possibly can. For Lyme, specifically for dogs, we also have a vaccine, which is great and very effective and should be used. But that's the only tick-borne disease we actually have a vaccine against. So we really need to take tons of effort to make sure that the ticks don't get on there in the first place. If they do, they die quickly, and then we remove them.
You know, something I didn't bring up, and that's determining if a dog may have tick disease and you may not know it. What is the importance of testing?
Testing is very important. So we, again, one of the luxuries we have in veterinary medicine is we can screen. So we recommend screening dogs annually, whether they appear to be clinically ill or not, for a variety of tick-borne diseases. And that way we can pick up subclinical infections, hopefully treat the dogs before they get sick. Obviously, when they also have clinical signs and they're ill, take them to the veterinarian right away and they can be tested at that time too. But screening of healthy dogs as part of our wellness package, I think, is a tremendous advantage that we have and is a tremendous part of our general wellness package and specifically for tick-borne diseases. So and when we treat these dogs that may have been okay but maybe a little off, then they feel great again. So I think being very sensitive to any behavior change or change in the dog's attitude or appetite or anything, it's not just sick or healthy. There's a lot of gray zone there in between. And the more attentive the owner is and the faster they go to the veterinarian with these kind of nebulous, maybe discrete signs, the faster we can treat.
Excellent. Always well put, Dr. Richard Goldstein. Thank you.
Thank you.
So what's it like to be a dog? That's the title of the book, and we'll talk to the author next week.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716.
Biz Talk Radio.